What is the one thing business owners want more than money? We're going to answer that question today on Goldmine Radio. Hey everyone, welcome to Goldmine Radio. This is Dante Ormsby. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to explore the one thing business owners want even more than money. And we're going to do that by looking at one of my favorite true stories that we participated in, the story about Joe the tree trimmer. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had some rough times in my life, right? I can remember when I first got married. When I first got married, I had nothing. And I'm surprised my ex-wife, she even married me, because I had a degree. Actually, I was still working on my degree, finishing it. And we're living in a small apartment, and I had this Nissan Sentra. And, you know, when you're going to school and you're trying to work part-time whenever you can, and you're trying to support, you know, a household, whatever, times can get pretty rough. And I remember one time in particular, hiding my car in the apartment complex that was next door to us, because I was like a month or two behind on my car note. And you know, you get those nasty phone calls. I don't know if you've ever had or been behind on your car note and had those collection calls. They could be really nasty. You know, they would, when I wasn't home, my wife would answer the phone, and you know, she'd have to answer for me for why we weren't paying our bills, which just crushed me. So in order to not let the car get repossessed, I would literally at night drive the car over to the apartment complex and try and find the most, you know, concealed spot I could and back the car in. So I imagine this repo person, you know, driving through the entire neighborhood, and maybe they wouldn't see the car, or maybe they would, but they didn't have the energy to get out and check the license plate. I don't know. I had a lot of things going through my head, and I'd get out and lock the car and, you know, jog back to the apartment and pray to God the next day that the car was there. That's a bad way to live. You know, when you're trying to run a business and you're trying to get things done, there's going to be a lot of rough spots. And, there's going to be a lot of things you do that you're not very proud of. You know, you're going to avoid parties, you know, because you don't want to answer questions about how's business. You got to avoid reunions and get togethers. And you're going to think, well, you know, what are people thinking about me? You know, especially if you're not driving the car you think you should be, or you're not wearing the clothes you think you should be. There's a lot of pride wrapped up in what we do when we're trying to get started and run a business. And I understand that. And Joe the tree trimmer is one of those special stories to me, because Joe came to my house one day. This was years later, after I got established with the business and things were going a lot better through the grace of God and God alone. And he was just trimming the trees, you know, was out there for about an hour and a half or so. He was wrapping up and putting his gear back in his truck and just making small talk while he was cleaning up. He did a great job. And I said, you know, how's business? And his response was, he kind of, you know, bobbed his head a little bit and, oh, you know, could be better. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was one of those, you know, non-committal kind of things that business owners say when things aren't going well at all. And so we got to talking, and come to find out, you know, he wasn't getting much business, and his truck was broken down. I mean, I could see that it was just one of those beat up, you know, it was one of those beaters that he was just trying to use to make a living. And I said, well, man, let me see if there's something I can do for you, okay? And he's like, no, I can't afford it. I was like, no charge, you know, just let me see what I can do. So he said, okay. And he gave me his information. And lo and behold, about a month and a half later, and this was after he had started getting, you know, 4 or 5 referrals a week, and then it turned into about 10 or 15, and then it turned into about at least 2 or 3 referrals a day. So he was pulling in like 60 referrals a month from the work that we were doing together. Good referrals too, for like cactus removal. We live here in Tucson, and cactus removal is big business. You make some good money in tree trimmings and that kind of thing. He wrote me the nicest, kindest text, and it said, Dante, you are the only person who has never lied to me. Let me tell you my story. And he got into how he had spent $6,000 of his family savings on everything from websites to ads to SEO support and all kinds of stuff like that. And he was down to basically his last few $100s. And on top of that, he had a Down syndrome baby. She was 2 years old, and she needed a lot of support, a lot of medical help. And between he and his wife. They were, you know, kind of getting at each other's throats. He explained all this in the text message, right? And I'm just like reading it. I'm like, oh my gosh. And he went on and he's like, you know, I was kind of at my last. I didn't know what to do. I was just going to go get another job. And then I met you and you actually put money in my pocket and you actually did what you said you were going to. You're the only person that has never lied to me. And thank you so much. And I just want to tell you right now, I mean, I know that feeling, right? I don't know about you, but I know the feeling of trying to decide between, you know, pay a good chunk of the light bill or buy more food, or, you know, you're going to pay for daycare or, you know, pay the car note. You know, those are real choices that a lot of real people make every single day. And then you start, then that guilt starts to set into the back of your mind. Well, maybe I'm selfish for trying to run a business. Maybe I should just quit all of this and just get a regular job like everyone else. Maybe I could put this off later. All these things go through your head and you don't know what to do, right? And you're just looking for answers. And that's where my friend Joe was. He was just looking for answers. And all he had was people popping up in front of him saying, oh, I can help you. Oh, I can help you. And meanwhile, taking money out of his pocket. And that right there encompasses what business owners want more than money. I mean, we all started businesses because we wanted to make a living, right? Money is integral to this equation. But really, at the end of the day, we all just want to know that we're okay. We want to be able to look ourselves in the mirror and honestly say, hey, I may not have all the answers, but I am getting it done. We want security, just like everybody else. That security that leads to freedom, because that's another big reason why we started doing all of this. We wanted to enjoy a freedom that not many people can enjoy. But unfortunately, that freedom is not obtainable if there is uncertainty. And unfortunately, a lot of times, no, I'm going to say every time, starting a business means a lot of uncertainty. So how can you fix that? Today, we're going to cover what we actually did to help him. And I'm actually really, really proud of it. First and foremost, let's look at some of the standard things people do whenever they feel inadequate in their business and they need to generate some leads. You know, first things first, they start buying ads. You know, those of us who grew up in the 80s and 90s, especially, you know, ads were the thing. We grew up with Yellow Book and Dex and, you know, Let Our Fingers Do the Walk-In, and we saw commercials and billboards and magazines and all those, you know, junk mailers that we throw away. And just like, oh, that's the way you do business. Take out an ad. So that's what you do. But we all kind of know that if you don't know what you're doing, even if you do know what you're doing, ads are not that good when it comes to return on investment, right? But it's conventional, so we do it. Some of the other conventional stuff we do, get out there and network. It's not what you know, it's who you know. We've all heard these cliche phrases, right? And so we get out there to the business networking groups and the breakfast networking groups and the lunch networking groups, and you know, we always walk out with, you know, a half dozen business cards in our hand that we shove in a, you know, a glove box somewhere. But we never really get too many referrals. I mean, real leads. I mean, if you do it right over time, that can lead into things. Have I made money off of networking? Yeah, absolutely. It's taken time. I still get referrals to this day off of, you know, relationships I built 10 years ago. But when the lights need to stay on and, you know, the car note needs to get paid, that's kind of a slow haul. And you need instant results. And, you know, networking isn't going to get you there. And then there's always the pay a guru, you know, find someone, or you probably bet someone in your networking group and they promise you the world, man. It's like, oh yeah, I can fix that for you. And you know, a couple hundred or a couple thousand dollars later, maybe you get some results, but nothing that's consistent. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for something we can count on as business owners, so we can do what we do best and not have to worry about, you know, am I getting taken? Am I wasting money over here? So what did we actually do for Joe? Well, the good news is what we did for Joe is something anybody can do. First things first, most business owners don't realize that they're actually sitting on a gold mine. That gold mine is their existing website. And believe me, we hear the same hype you do. Websites are dead. Search engine optimization is in the past. That's not true. Because when you or I have a clogged drain or carpets that need to be cleaned or a dog that needs to be groomed, 8 out of 10 of us are going to pick up our phones or go to our computers, go to Google, do a search, and find somebody. So those websites we land on exist for a reason. And most of us have them, we just don't know how to leverage them. And I tell people all the time, most businesses are sitting on a gold mine. They simply don't know how to unlock it. And that's what we did for Joe. One of the first things we do whenever we're working with someone like Joe is we say, hey, let's look at your statistics. 5 times out of 10, they have statistics that we can actually look at. And this is what we actually see. And more or less, this is probably going to be true for your situation as well. You think your website's doing absolutely nothing for you. I mean, it's there, you point people to it, you know, every once in a while you get a phone call, someone says, hey, I was on your website, but nothing consistent, right? Here's the thing. In most cases, there is traffic going to your website on a daily basis. The problem is your website is very inefficient at converting that traffic into actual sales referrals and leads that you can then convert into customers. So what's the best thing you could do to start converting that existing traffic that's invisible to you right now because you don't see it? It's just a website to you. What can you start doing today to start generating referrals and leads tomorrow? Well, this is one of the biggest secrets that we typically keep to ourselves, but I'm just starting to share with people because it's important to know. Your homepage is obviously going to be one of your most well-trafficked pages, right? Everyone, almost everyone lands on your homepage. Stick a sales form on your home page. And by sales form, I do not mean some contact form that says, what's your name, what's your email, what's your phone number, subject, send. You know, don't do that. Put a form on your page that is attractive, that looks good, that actually starts asking people questions that they want to answer. If you're a carpet cleaner, make the first question you ask, how many rooms do you need cleaned? If you're a mobile dog groomer, hey, what's the breed of your dog? If you place a sales form on your most heavily trafficked web pages today, you are going to see a significant change in how your website generates traffic and sales referrals for you. And that's step one that we use whenever we're working with people. Hey, let's see if we can start converting what you're already getting. Before we start paying for traffic and paying for ads, which is a part of the process, by the way, we will do that, but you have to do it very intentionally. Let's start converting what you're already getting. Next, and this is something that we really emphasized with Joe, the fortune is in the follow-up. You have to follow up. Most business owners we work with, this is what happens. We'll do the sales form thing. We'll do the analysis of the traffic thing. We'll get them the referrals. They'll actually start getting on their phone inbound sales leads from someone who wants a quote, someone who wants them to come out and fix their faucet or clean their carpets or clean their upholstery, whatever. But what happens? That customer of ours, that client of ours will say, oh, that's fantastic. And we'll say, great, did you call them? No, not yet. I'm going to do that tonight after I get off work. Or no, I'm going to do that when I finish this job. And you lose. That person has already been searching 4, 5, 6 other websites, and they're just waiting for someone to come back to them with a reasonable quote, a reasonable offer. So the secret we had to teach Joe, because he fell into that trap, was Joe, as soon as you get one of these referrals, you must contact them. And he had the classic comeback, but I'm working on a job or I'm with a client. Then Joe, you need to hire somebody to simply answer your phone. There are affordable answering services out there. Start using them. And it was when he got this concept of existing traffic, convert to lead, be the first person to follow up, he started seeing results. And what were the results that he's getting? To this, right now, today, Joe has 5 trucks running. Remember that old beat up truck? It's gone. He's got 5 trucks running. He's got 5 crews. I was in a grocery store last year, and I was going through one of those self-checkout lanes. And I saw someone ahead of me with a neon green shirt on, and it has had his logo on it. It was one of his employees, one of his tree trimmers. It wasn't him. It was someone he was employing, someone he was helping put food on their table because of the work that we started doing 6 years ago. So that's the story of Joe the tree trimmer. And it's a true one. And it's one of my favorites. And I always use it as just a word of encouragement to anyone who's struggling. Hey, there are solutions you can start using today to actually get the referrals and sales that you need to run your business. That's all the time I have. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you've listened this far, it means so much to me. If you ever have any questions or just want to know if there are any solutions that may be possible for you, some of the tactics that we use and strategies that have worked for others, but you don't know, hey, I'm in kind of that same situation, or, you know, I think I could be getting a little bit more, reach out to us. Go to trygoldmine.com and drop us a note. We'll reach back and we'll actually do an evaluation and make sure that, you know, hey, yeah, there is something that you can start doing today. Or we'll be honest with you and say, you're actually probably doing the best that you can. As you can probably tell, we just love helping people and getting all of us to that next level. My name is Dante Ormsby. Thank you so much for tuning in to Goldmine Radio. Take care.